Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the final spring shows are beginning to open, just in time for Tony nominations primarily. Speaking of awards, we always keep an eye on the Olivier ones in London, as our shows tend to go back and forth. Giant, a play about Roald Dahl's anti-Semitism, starring John Lithgow as that famed children's author, was one of the big winners this week, taking home three, including Best Actor for Lithgow and Best New Play. That one, I believe, will be heading our way eventually. And what a year for John Lithgow, I might add. Back here, in terms of ticket sales and public interest, well, George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck tops them all. Last week, I hinted at having seen this one, trying not to give too much away. Now I can. Yes, I love the show. Reviews are mostly positive, and all applaud Clooney's courage in his first Broadway outing. It helps that he had David Cromer as the director who keeps that CBS newsroom moving for 90 minutes. This one, of course, deals with Edward R. Murrow's battle with Senator Joseph McCarthy. Why do you keep calling him the junior senator from Wisconsin? Clooney Murrow is asked. Well, because he is the junior senator from Wisconsin, Clooney responds. He doesn't miss a beat, and he's surrounded by a great cast. I doubt we will see him on a Broadway stage again, but who knows? Could Ocean's 11 be far behind? And then I finally made it to Redwood, playing at the Niederlander stage on 41st Street. Now, this musical is mostly drawing fans due to its leading lady, Idina Menzel. She's more than just a star here. She helped conceive this show with Tina Landau, which first premiered at the La Jolla Playhouse in California. It's an audience pleaser, that audience largely comprised of women of all ages. Now, I'm trying very hard not to say Menzel is once again defying gravity, but it's difficult since she spends most of the show high up on a tray. She sings great. Her three co-stars are excellent and worth naming: DeAndre Aziza, Michael Park, and Zachary Noah Pizer. And I confess it had me weeping at the end. It'll be interesting to see if Menzel gets up for the Tony. Tough year with Audra in Gypsy, Nicole in Sunset Boulevard, Megan Hilty in Death Becomes Her, and Adrienne Warren opening this week in the last 5 years. Well, we'll know soon enough. Now, the next quartet I saw was all off-Broadway, and my theme is no matter the size or even the shape of a venue, you have to applaud the loyal audiences, starting with All the Beauty in the World, which is based on Patrick Bringley's much-admired book, well, now a one-man show at the Daryl Roth, or DR, stage in Union Square. He spent a decade after sadly losing a brother working as a guard at the Met, an experience which changed his life and enhanced an appreciation for those works on those famous walls that he protected. It's a 90-minute play. Bringley brings the audience in briefly to read actual comments that he heard at the museum. Where are all the Mona Lisas? And where are the dinosaurs? This show will do well, I assure you. And then came A Mother at the Baryshnikov Center, way west on 37th Street. I might add, there seems to be at least three shows up now with Mother in the title. Yay. Or close enough. This one features one of my favorite actresses, Jessica Hecht. She co-conceived the play with Nina Bieber. It's nice how these stars are co-creating their own jobs, by the way. There's too much here to describe, and frankly, a bit too much to digest, even while watching. We have theater cab, where the students may be doing Paint Your Wagon, or are they doing the Brecht play, The Mother, or both? Simultaneously, we have the story of the 1970 Miami riots, which took a Black boy's life, and another about a Jewish family settling there. The five performers are excellent, and in the end, I think we are watching Jessica Hecht tell much of her own life story. This one is 2 hours. It feels a tad longer, but again, I'm so impressed with yet another smaller, slightly inconvenient venue pulling in audiences. This one was full. Another theme that I've been reporting on lately has been actors, certainly Jessica Hecht here, addressing the audience as if they are part of the show. Liberation, the popular Broadway piece up now, is virtually narrated by one character, as is the Josh Harmon play, We Had a World. Anyway, continuing the mom theme now, I saw Have You Met Jane Goodall and Her Mother, using the actual facts of Goodall's first trip in 1960 to observe chimpanzees. Playwright Michael Wallach creates a play that sticks close to the truth, I am told. The title refers to the fact that the Tanganyika government only allowed Jane to study there as a woman alone if she had a chaperone. So she brought along her mother. I found the play a tad too long, 2.5 hours in a decidedly unglamorous quarters. But again, bravo, in this case, to the Ensemble Studio Theater for, well, keeping on, keeping on. The five-character cast, all human, by the way, is top-notch. It's another where they narrate their own movements to their viewers. And then there was Humpty Dumpty at the Chain Theater, which frankly makes Ensemble Studio Theater feel and look like a palace. On the third floor of the Tank Building on the same street as the Baryshnikov, it was almost filled the night I attended for a play that Eric Bogosian wrote in 2000. Now, this one features five excellent actors. God, they all have five actors. And is directed by Ella Jane New. It's also a tad too long and is tough going since it deals with a blackout in a rented country house. Sort of the end of the world type feelings here, which stayed with me until I got home safely into my bed. Now, speaking of small companies doing new things, the Soho Playhouse, all the way downtown, has just announced its lineup for the 2025 Lighthouse series, running now through April 20th. This is all about showcasing new and unknown playwrights. Each evening's run is about 90 minutes. Anyway, you could go to the SohoPlayhouse.com for info. And an old play, Sarah Bowles in Dark Old Men, will play a six-week engagement, April 11th to May 18th, at Theater at St. Clement's Church. That's on West 46th Street, and another untraditional venue, by the way. This production stars the always great Norm Lewis. Finally, a death this past week was a man mostly known for many movies, that being Val Kilmer, who starred in Tombstone, Top Gun, and many more. But yep, there was theater in that biography. In fact, he may have been the youngest student accepted at Juilliard. Richard Chamberlain passed away the week before. Now, he's mostly known, of course, for television work, but also had plenty of theater in his background. His claim to unfame was starring opposite Mary Tyler Moore on Broadway in Breakfast at Tiffany's. That one opened and closed within one day, I believe. Anyway, next week I will be talking Bobby Darin, Stephen Sondheim, and Jason Robert Brown. In the meantime, good night, and no, I'm not going there again. Have a good week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.